Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
G'day guys, welcome to Superchargers. I'm Daniel Thomas, and here are three curated challenges from guests on previous episodes. First up, we have high performance coach Corey Logaitis.
You know, I could give a really good one for folks that are really in like the depths of it, that are going through something really serious and they're really overwhelmed and every day is like a true struggle. And that is to live day by day, but not just live day by day, but instead of focusing on the things that you don't have in that moment, because usually our, you know, deepest, darkest times are times of loss. Either something that was taken away that you didn't want taken away, or there's, you know, some kind of opportunity that didn't pan out. So again, that's a loss in a way. To instead focus on what is actually going well for you that day. And I remember when I had first gone through the suicide loss, and it was, I couldn't even get out of bed. You know, it was that bad. I was incapacitated for 3 weeks. My family had to come and help take care of my son. It was crazy. And the way that I was able to get myself out of bed that day was by each morning before I got up, I tried to think of three things I was grateful for. And it started off as like stupid stuff. Like, I am so glad that I found my son's missing shoe. I'm so glad I did laundry yesterday that I don't have to do it today. Right. These are like real ones that I did. And by doing this again on a daily basis, you know, building up that muscle little by little, you go throughout your day, then kind of searching for that light in the day, and then it becomes more noticeable. So then the big things kind of pop up. I think a lot of folks, especially when it comes to things like gratitude practices, you think that you have to put all this pressure on it to be like, I am grateful for rainbows and sunshine and all this stuff, where really it could be like something like a really minor convenience, right? That we could be grateful for, which that small, tiny thing can make the biggest difference, especially if you're going through something really serious. And it'll help you get through that morning through going to bed that day and just focus day by day and do that day in and day out. And your situation will change, guaranteed.
Next up, we have the CEO of Next Level University, Alan Lazaros.
Yeah. So two things came up. One was fitness, but I don't want to go down that road. Not because it's not important, but because I found a better one. As you were talking, I was anticipating the question and I lit up like a Christmas tree. Habit tracking. I do it every single day. And if I didn't, I wouldn't be saying this. I started, there's these little black notebooks behind me, if you can see on video.
Yeah. Yep.
And this was 9 years ago, and I just started to track my habits. I had this little notebook, and I would actually have check boxes, and I would check them in pencil, mechanical pencil, and then erase the check. And then the next day I would check again. And now I do it with my whole team. I have a 20 person team now, 23 departments. We have a charity, big growing business, exponentially growing business. Awesome. Every one of my team members, core team members, tracks habits. Every one of my clients, 17 clients, one-on-one clients, tracks habits. We have an app now called Optimal where you can track habits. This all started with me by myself after 26, just saying, you know what? I want to get my life on track. And it was these little black notebooks that I would carry around and I would check off when I did my things. So 20 minutes of learning, check. 30 minute workout, check. 8 hours of sleep, check. Whatever it was. Foam rolling, 15 minutes, check. Simple foundational things that if you do them consistently will change your whole world. And similar to what you and I talked about prior to recording, which was you need to have the right amount of structure and the right amount of freedom. Science is a structure. I'm obviously more of a scientist than I am an artist. Anyone who talks to me will know that, but that doesn't mean I don't flow within the structure. And I think the whole world needs both. We need art and science. If everyone was an engineer and a scientist like me, the world would be very boring and very functional. If you're an artist and you resonate more as an artist than a scientist, you need some structure. You do. You need some structure and you know it. Me, I have 28 habits I track every single day. I've got spreadsheets and data and I'm the CFO and the CEO and I track metrics every day. I need a little bit of flow. And I need a little bit of free time to think and to be creative.
And finally, digital nomad Kayla Earig.
I think my challenge for everybody is, whether you're considering travel or not, travel is a great way to achieve this, but you can do it at home too, is to make your environment more enjoyable today. So remove things that make you feel bad. Like if there's a book on your shelf that you see every day and think, oh, I should really finish reading that. Or you've like a pair of skis in the closet that you bought and never really used and it makes you feel bad. Get rid of it. And then place things around you that make you feel good. Put a picture that reminds you of a happy memory or make the background of your phone something that like gets you excited or for something in the future or makes you happy. And just become more aware of how your environment makes you feel and then ruthlessly edit that.
Thanks for tuning into the show. Your support is very much appreciated. I'm on social media at Mr. Dan Thomas and I'll catch you on the next episode.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.